This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver voters will decide this fall whether to raise hundreds of millions of dollars to build and repair sidewalks across the city. Today, election officials said backers collected enough signatures to put the question on the city's November ballot. Jill Locantore is with the Denver Deserves Sidewalks campaign.
If it does pass, we will get a complete built-out sidewalk network within 9 years, and we will finally live up to our city's stated values that people are the heart of our transportation system.
A new fee on property owners would fund the program. Most would pay about $100 a year, but some could pay much more. Colorado's Senate race could be a costly one. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the Senate Republican campaign arm is pouring money into ads against Democrat Michael Bennett.
In a signal that Republicans think Colorado's Senate seat could be winnable, the National Republican Senatorial Committee is spending $250,000 for a statewide ad buy centered on Bennett's support of President Joe Biden's agenda. Democrats are favored to keep control of the Senate seat, but NRSC Chair Senator Rick Scott says his party is committed to expanding its map. This comes as Bennett's campaign wraps up a $600,000 ad run highlighting his fight against special interests at the Capitol. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Visits to Colorado's famous 14ers were down in 2021 compared to the year before. According to the Colorado 14ers Initiative, there were 110,000 fewer visitors in 2021 compared to 2020. However, visits were still higher than pre-pandemic numbers. The group said the drop was partially due to more entertainment options as pandemic rules relaxed. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.